I think the work that has gone on in the bill, the discussions with different political parties, with trade unions, etc., obviously brought about significant changes to it. So we look forward to seeing those changes and see how they have manifested themselves in the bill. And also we look forward to having discussions with them over the next while to see if the bill can be passed through before Christmas.
If that does happen and it goes according to the Minister's timetable, there will be applications invited from prospective clusters early in the new year. Are you ready?
Well, I think we have a lot of work to do. There's no doubt about that, Donal. We've been working steadily towards the criteria for a technological university. There's no doubting the fact that there are gaps between where we are currently and where we want to be. So the three institutes are very conscious of where we are, and we also know where we have ground to make up. We have made a submission to the Higher Education Authority for additional funding to help us with that work. So we look forward to a positive outcome from that in the next couple of months. And we also look forward to a lot of discussion within the institutions themselves over the next while to try and progress the matter.
If the timetable goes as the Minister and yourself would like to see it go, when can we expect confirmation of status and the actual change to be implemented?
Well, I think that will take some time, Donal. I think the challenge that's there is a big one, and people will need time to try and address that. I remember being interviewed about this 4 or 5 years ago, and I said that there may be one technological university in the next 5 years, and that hasn't materialised yet. I wouldn't underestimate the amount of work that needs to be done to bring this about, so I wouldn't like to put any time scales on it. But I think it will be good if the bill is passed and there's clarity as to what the targets that people need to achieve to make that work.